Hey everyone, we're back. Back for another life. I hope you've all prepared yourselves for what's probably gonna happen. I mean, if you were here for the last one and witnessed what happened to Smoker, then I mean, need I say more, really?
Potentially.
Still need a Destiny roll from Adam.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Allegedly.
I think, Moose, did you roll?
I did.
You did. There's Kevin Costner. I had to scroll down.
Costner of the Kevin has rolled, and he has established his dominance.
Char-char, pulling it out. Here we go. We have 4 light side and 3 dark side. So, did we left in... We are in combat still, I believe, right?
Yeah.
All right. And it's the NPC's turn. So there's one dog left on the west side.
Hanging out by Kevin Costner and Mr. Zaz. Dr. Zaz, sorry, let me clarify.
And there's one guard and one dog on the north side inside the perimeter. And then there is the guard and dog at the... that were at the gate, and there may be one more patrol that we haven't seen yet. So we'll have this dog go first. It's attempting to... Adam! He's going to attempt to jump up. Okay.
You know okay, I'm dead.
He's attempting to jump up onto the tree again?
Good. He's going to try to jump up the wall.
He will try.
I think they have an athletics more than just the brawn. Not alright. Hard. It's gonna brawn. 2 failures and an advantage. So where the dog is, it happens to be just up against the wall. So in order for you to get a shot on it, you're gonna have to get either directly on top of the wall that has spikes on it, or get over the wall to get the dog.
But I can see the dog.
You cannot see the dog. It went. It is essentially against the wall. So you saw it jump up, and it saw its head pop over the wall, and then it dropped back down, and it is now against the wall below you. Just outside of sight.
Okay.
Can I see him still though?
No. Not where the dog is. It's out of both of your sights. We have a guard and a dog approaching from the north to the... Wait, which... I know Kevin Costner and Doc Zaz have both fired. What did... You guys just ran that dude over and Char-Char punched a hole through, right?
No, Char-Char obliterated the dog.
Right, by punching, not by shooting.
Yeah.
Okay, so then this guard and this dog are going to start running west. And then we're going to have the... guard of the dog coming in up through the gate into the perimeter. So that's... So now, it's one of y'all's turn.
I mean, so in front of Char-Char and Rekbazi, they're like, it's just... Hang on.
Somebody mangled by a hot dog cart and a dog that's punched to death.
Yeah, but we can get to the front of... we can get to the front door now, right?
Yeah, but the guard and the dog, I mean, they know you're in there, so they're probably looking... They're going to look up the driveway to see, first and foremost, what's going on. They haven't quite spotted you yet.
But... Are you going to go or not?
Yeah.
I have a plan, Adam.
Okay. What's that? Oh, you have a plan?
Go ahead. Nope, go ahead. You first. You already said it.
I don't. That sucks. I don't have a plan.
Well, you said you're going to go.
Come on, Punchy McPunch Face.
All right. Jar Jar is just going to. Okay, so we're hand delivering. If I remember correctly, we have the food that we're going to go deliver.
There is no food.
There is no food.
You told Jar Jar there was food.
There is no food. You have a handful of hot dogs. That's it.
That's it. That's fine. So Jar Jar is going to say,
all right, well, yeah, let's go deliver this to the customer.
Did you just reach into a boiling vat of hot dogs?
No, he already threw hot dogs to him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I remember this because I didn't understand what was going on before either.
So you're moving up to the front door?
Yeah. Handful of hot dogs.
All right, front door is locked.
Uh-huh. Char-Char is going to look back at Rakbazi and then at the door and look noticeably upset and then try to rip the door off of the... Rip the door open nondescriptly.
Free action. My hands are just on the side of my head. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's gonna be against two purple and two red.
Okay. Athletics?
Yeah. If you're pulling it off, I mean...
No, I'm cool with athletics.
Failure and two threats. So you go to pull on the knob, and you take an electric shock and take two stun damage.
Oh, this fucking game.
Oh, he's trapped in too.
I told you that motherfucker was paranoid. It only begins.
Okay, wait, what do I take?
Two strain damage.
Love Adam's approach of Gungan first, ask questions later.
Your beard is singeing or smoking just a little bit. Your glasses are like charred around the edge.
Oh, fuck.
All right, who wants to go next?
Okay. I would like. So my cart's on top of the one guard, right?
Uh huh.
I would like to search the guard for any kind of keys or any kind of key card access.
Yeah, just an average skullduggery. Or perception. You can give me perception too, because you're not. It's not like you're pickpocketing him. I mean, he's dead.
Dang.
One failure. He's got like a whistle, a radio. He's got a set of keys, but none of them. They look to be like keys you'd find on maybe like a large gate key, and then it's like a janitor's set of keys. So if he has a key to the house, you don't know which one it is.
How far away is the dog's body? Is it like right next to?
Oh, this is the top X. Okay. It's like right.
Is it all? Is that all within range of my hot dog cart?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So with its camo on, like you can't see their bodies then, right?
What do you mean? Oh wait, your stealth suit? Or what are you talking about?
It's canon. The hot dog cart has a holographic projection.
Oh, fuck, that's right. It's a bush
in the middle
God
of the driveway.
Damn it! I forgot about that.
Is that encompassing the corpses so you can't really see them?
I mean, if they're behind it, then they're not visible. Or if it's on top, the guard that's underneath it is not visible. The dog is behind the cart. The dog is not visible. But there's a bush in the middle of the fucking driveway.
I'm going to shove the dog in the freezer of the hot dog cart.
There's a freezer on this thing? You give me a light side point, and this boiler also has a freezer. Okay. All right, dog's in the freezer. I gotta write this down.
Yeah,
cart
super spoon
equals bush. Dog in freezer? Question mark.
I suppose. I suppose I'll grab the whistle. And I start running away around the corner of the house.
Okay. All right.
We will get together then.
So, let's see.
Brought it back in.
Say they were here. So, John and... Well, Zaz and Kevin Costner, real quick, Give me a perception check. Okay.
I win.
I win.
So does Zaz.
Yep. Okay. So y'all see another guard and dog approaching outside the perimeter. Your direction. You see them as they come out of into view along the wall, or not along the wall, but near the wall on the north side. They haven't spotted you yet.
Them though.
You have spotted them. They haven't spotted you.
I see them.
Yes.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Okay.
I'm so anxious.
It's an NPC turn.
Oh, sorry. It's not anymore. It's PC turn. Oh,
okay.
You and Zaz both have to go still.
Okay. Kevin's going to lean forward to see where the be able to see the dog. Like, is it a major lean, or are we talking like just like a little tiny lean?
You're gonna have to at least get onto the fence that has like little short spikes on it. It's like got like wrought iron spikes on top of a brick wall type thing.
How tall is the fence?
The 9.5-10 feet tall. Okay. Where you are on the branch, you would be able to make a very short like leap or swing over to the fence, to the top of the wall. Or you could also leap over and try not to take damage landing on the other side. It would be like an athletics check type thing.
I don't want to do athletics. That sounds terrible. I can see the people. How far away would you say the guard dog and the guard are? Give me a range.
I'm thinking that they're at long range currently.
All right, hold on. Okay. I've got a plan. How close is Smoker to me?
Is he at the bottom of the hill?
Oh, he's at the bottom of the hill. Okay.
Or no? Well, I guess he's not. Okay, I guess the yellow ring is the hill. But there were like rocks that y'all climbed up, and I thought he was amongst the rocks, not at the top yet. I believe.
Okay. Course of action seems clear. We are going to attempt to force move the guard dog into the guard that are outside of the fence.
Oh, shit. All right, will you tell me... I think you just roll that, right? You don't have to make...
check.
You have to roll your force die? Okay, yeah. Yes. Go ahead and roll your force die.
How do I do that again? I always forget. The center one?
The range had to be upgraded, right? So it's.
I do have range. I'm upgraded to long range.
All right, and I think...
Silhouette 2.
You have at least 2... force points, right?
I have one currently. Should I have 2?
I thought you had more.
Well, I have 2 now.
All right, you have 2 now.
Hey,
Waterworld, or after Kevin. This is before Kevin left. Doesn't matter. You have 2. That's fine.
I got to figure out how to do this.
So just put, what I would do is on the top of the dice pool, put 2 in the white.
Yep.
And then just roll that.
Then click the d20 thing?
Yep.
Yay!
So, if you want to do this, it will cost you... I believe it's 2 strain for each, so 4 strain. And then you'll take conflict because you are A, using the dark side, and B, doing something that's... I guess it's more that you're using the dark side of the force.
Yes, that is acceptable. I will take 4 strain.
4 strain, and go 6... or not morality, the other one. Anti-morality. Whatever.
Conflict.
Conflict, thank you. Christ, I couldn't...
Six into conflict, got it.
6 into conflict.
Got it. Yeah. Kevin's gonna row the dog into the guard.
And I'll say... What do we do for damage for that? Improvised ranged weapon or something?
Sure.
What is the silhouette of the dog? Person. I'll say it's like a third of the HP. Because you're leaning into the dark side, so I'm assuming damage, you don't mind doing damage.
Oh no, we're doing damage.
Okay.
The man has wronged us. We will correct this. And this was my backup plan. I had a better plan.
Okay.
I
got it. Huh? You had a backup plan? Oh god.
That was the backup plan. The main plan I couldn't do because I couldn't see the dog inside.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
All right, John. Doc Zaz's turn. What war crimes are we committing tonight?
All of them?
Yeah, I know.
This guard and the dogs that are inside of the fence have heard stuff but don't see us yet?
They do not see you yet. They are approaching. They've heard gunshots, and they are moving to check it out. Like, they will see you on their next turn, but, like, currently there's no action they can take to avoid your wrath.
Right on. I want to shoot at the guard.
Right on. All right.
I'm glad I could knock him prone for you.
I think that would be... That's about where the other guard was, right? I'm going to say... Go ahead and say that's large, too. Just because you both have sniper rifles. And it's like, on the cusp of long and medium. You can roll whenever you're ready.
Shoot him, John. Do it. Yes.
Oh, my God. 13 damage and 2 threats. I'm going to bank those threats. Because I've been banking some all life day. All right. And, yeah. You... What is this? They look severely wounded. You clipped them, like, right at the top of the shoulder. And, like, you must have hit an artery or something. There is just blood everywhere. They're still on their... They're still capable of fighting. But they're severely wounded. And... We'll go back to this. The one dog... you don't see them. They don't jump back up. So you're not sure exactly what they're doing. And then we'll say this guard and dog, since the person is wounded, they're not going to get as far. They're about medium range away. The dog can't do anything, but I'm going to say that person to take a shot. Since John shot at them, they definitely know John's there. Did I not give him a weapon? Oh, there. Fire. It's 11 damage minus your soak to John, to Zaz. This guard and this dog get back up, extremely confused, unsure as to what happened. But a shot did ring out from the trees. They can't see it yet, but they're going to continue moving. This guard and this dog see a bush and are very perplexed and not quite sure what to do. They're going to run up middle yard and they didn't see Char-Char get electrocuted, but they are trying to, like, get between y'all and whatever is shooting. Since technically you're, like, a liability, essentially, like, you can't get hurt on their property. You know, they think you're delivery drivers. So if you get, like, shot on this property, it's only going to make their job harder. So they're going to move up between you two. And it's PC turn.
Do they even notice me behind the corner? Or would they have seen me running up?
No, I think the bush would have covered you. You're also in a stealth suit, right? Or are you not wearing the stealth suit?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, I thought so.
Okay.
Did you leave your doctor, were you a scrubs or a doctor's, like, lab coat?
Scrubs. My practice took them off.
Okay. All right. You did give me a light side point for putting a dog in a freezer, so I'll let you have taken
off. What does the guard look like, Zach? The one at the front?
Like he's probably about 18 months from retirement.
Is he too old for this shit?
Looking, yeah, he's a Carl Winslow looking kind of guy.
He looks so you're on the job and I never had any problems. Now today...
No, that's cool. Sorry, I didn't mean... I'm drawing a picture.
God damn it. You talking about the one that's alive still in front of you?
No, the one... Oh, yeah. No, don't worry about it.
Because if it's the dead one, it was a young guy who looked like maybe he's...
No, the one that's still alive.
Okay.
Fine. I'll have fun trying to draw. That's right. Carl,
the other guy's fiance will never probably even know.
Oh shit, I can do it like this. No, I'm sorry, continue.
God, you're a monster. Okay. Well, were you doing anything? Did anybody? Nobody took an action, right?
No, we were just talking.
Okay. So it's still first PC's turn, whoever wants to go.
So that card and dog running up, like, they don't look threatening, right?
I mean, the dog looks pretty threatening, but they're not, like, not towards you.
They're focused on something else.
Uh huh.
Okay. What do I see on this side of the house?
Double check real quick. I gotta look at maps. So where you are, it's like a little corner indent. Let me draw this better. Red. So it goes like... like that. So you're in like a little nook. And right here, there's nothing. It's like, it's brick and siding. But there are windows all this side. And let me double check. I think there's a balcony somewhere. Oh yeah, Char-Char is underneath a balcony right now.
Okay. And I'm assuming I don't know which direction Zaz and Kevin are coming from, right?
Oh, you hear the gunshots, for sure.
Oh, okay, okay. That probably won't hurt him. I'm gonna run. Oops. Oh no. Get rid of that. Where is... I'm gonna run to this corner of the house and just peek around.
And just peek around to the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get to... Let me see if there's more windows.
Do I see that guard dog and guard in the middle of the fence? Inside the fence?
Yeah, you can see their backs running towards the gate, for sure. And you also see a blood, like a big puddle of blood, like they're streaking blood.
How far away is the dog?
From you? Medium range.
Oh, fuck.
Can I get a scalpel?
No, I was thinking of something else.
Oh, God.
How much more movement would you allow me to... No.
You could always spend 2 strain to take your one of your maneuvers, or your second maneuver, and move with it.
2 strain, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm taking 2 strain.
Okay.
I'm running towards the guard and the dog as I'm blowing the whistle.
Okay, and you do still have... Is that your action, then, blowing the whistle, or...?
Yes.
Okay.
Help! Help!
Yeah, the dog's ears perk up and stop, and he looks back, and the guard is, you know, mid-firing, looking over their shoulder back at you.
There's a guard down up front! There's blood everywhere! Help!
There's blood here, too! Get against the wall! Who the hell are you?! Get against the wall!
Trying to deliver the hot dogs.
Why are you in the back of the house?
They're shooting up front. They're stabbing and punching. There's blood everywhere.
God, you don't want to go in the house. Trust me. Find cover somewhere. Or get to the gate and get out of here if you can.
Which way's the gate?
What do you mean, which way's the gate? You came from the gate.
I just deliver food, man.
Well, get back around the other side of the house. And seriously, do not go in there. You do. I'm not saying this because I'm a guard. You don't want to go in the house. Trust me. We don't even go in the house.
All right. I cower against the house.
Okay. All right. Who's going next?
So Jar Jar is still standing, right?
Yeah.
He heard shit.
He heard shit.
He heard whistling as Rekbazi ran away.
Yeah, you heard gunfire this way, whistle from this way.
Oh, fuck. Did Char-Char get electrocuted last like, day?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, you did. Sure did.
Char-Char has some, like... That's what I was thinking. Char-Char was having some flashbacks from right when he got shocked. And then started remembering the that shitty house where that shitty kid was at that he kept getting like hurt in. And then he was thinking about like you would have like flashbacks to that, and then like cocktail being poured at a bar.
Yeah.
And then it's back to the house where he stepped on the jacks on the floor, and then it's back to another cocktail being poured at a different bar, and then it's back to I think he got hit in the face with a paint can, didn't he?
Probably.
Yeah. And then it's, you know what, he snaps and he says,
"Oh no, not again."
And goes to rip the door open. Can I use a light side point?
For an upgrade?
No, I'm gonna tackle the door. I don't wanna open it this time by the doorknob. I wanna tackle it.
It's gonna be an upgrade, and the difficulty is still two purple, two red.
Can I use a light side point to upgrade it?
Yeah, that's what I said. Click the button, and it's yours.
Cool. Then athletics?
If you're tackling it, you can make a brawl check if you want.
Ooh. Cool. And then I want to use, if that's what I'm going to do, can I do...
So the blue on here, the blue and gray are all windows. There is a line of bushes, hedges around the house. That's what the light green is. Nor this one. And this, I'm going to make a gray, and it's going to be the balcony.
All right. What did I have to roll, bro?
Bro. Holy shit. A success, an advantage, and a triumph. Yeah, man. You hit this door with such force that not only do you rip the jumper cables off of the knob, but also there is what sounds like a lead-filled bucket that just slams into the ground behind you that would have hit you had you gotten in the door another way. And it rips something off the wall. Apparently there was some sort of trigger on the wall, like a safety mechanism. And yeah. you just utterly destroyed it.
Good. Okay. No, Char-Char is just going to go,
not again.
I need Zaz and Kevin Costner to give me another perception check.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, you hear something rustling in the tree line or something, but you're not sure quite what it is.
Okay.
And Zaz, you're too focused on the shot you just took.
I know what it is.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's going to be a man with a shovel.
I love it. You guys are so paranoid. Excellent. All right. That was an NPC turn. Now it's Zaz and Kim Costner.
Can I field medicine myself?
Yeah. Do you have how are you wanting? Like, do you want to do like a medicine check, or how do you, or do you have stim packs? Or
I mean, I don't know. I would assume that I do, but I don't know that as a fact.
If you give me a light side point, then have. So you have 3 stim packs. Otherwise, okay, yeah. So you have 3 stim packs. Each one does 5 healing, but with diminishing returns. So if you heal yourself with one, you get 5. If you try to heal yourself again, you're getting 4. And if you use the third one on yourself, then that one gives you 3. So you'll be getting 9 to 12 total if you use all 3 on yourself. Or 9 if you use 2 on yourself. I'm not going to make you use a maneuver to draw them. I'll just say you have them on hand. The each use is a maneuver.
Just one is fine.
Okay. So you've regained 5, or you've recovered 5 wounds.
And then can I still do an action, or does that use?
Yep, you can do an action still.
I can still shoot at the guard again?
Yeah, the one that's in the gate here, the one that shot you.
Yeah.
And he's closer now. Medium range, so go ahead and shot.
Does he get anything for him being distracted?
Oh, that's a good call. Thank you very much. Thanks for reminding me. Get a boost for that. A success. Oh my god. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 advantage and a triumph. So that's 11 damage. The guard is absolutely dead. Oh, I forgot he had Pierce. Whoopsie. You still have 5 advantage and a triumph. You can shoot that dog if you want with triumph.
Can I give Kevin a boost with the advantage?
You want to use all of your advantage to give Kevin a boost? Because you could use 4 of them to give him 2 boost. Wait, Kevin's next in combat, isn't he?
Yes.
So
yes, he is.
The first advantage you give him will be 1 advantage. And then after that, if you're directing them all to him, you could use the second set, the last 4, to give him 2 more for a total of 3 boost. So it's like... First advantage, when you pass a boost, it goes to the next person in order. But if you're passing multiple advantages, it goes the next person in order, then the person after them, then the person after them, then person after them, and the person after them. It just goes like in a round robin type circle. But if you're trying to direct advantage, it takes 2. So after the first one, you'd be directing them all at Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I want to do that.
All three of them?
Yeah.
All right.
And then for my triumph.
Yeah.
Smoker is not dead yet. Right?
That is correct.
We have Schrodinger's smoker right now. He's neither alive nor dead.
Yeah, we don't see him as of now.
Yeah.
But he's on a tree
filleted.
That I'm in.
He is amongst the rocks below the tree, slightly downhill, but not like all the way downhill.
Here, okay, so let me explain to you what I want with my triumph. You tell me yes or no.
Okay.
Can I throw my empty stim pack at him and get him to make some noise as a distraction?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
Like maybe a shriek or moan. I would imagine getting hit with like
anything. A stim
pack yeah. on raw flesh would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you're trying to have Smoker draw any attention to him that isn't already on you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, totally. So you chuck this thing into the darkness towards the rocks where you know you left him. And you just hear, you don't hear it hit the rocks, but you hear, like, a scream, and then, like, realization strikes, and more screaming, and anytime something moves, more screaming. It's just like, ah, oh, ah, ah! He's just, like, he has lost it now. He is in pain, screaming, more pain, more screaming. Yeah, he's now a distraction for something.
Kevin Costner hears a low chuckle from the tree above him.
Oh, God. Okay. Kevin Costner, you get 3 boosts for whatever you want to do.
Oh, God, this is going to be great.
I will go ahead and put the boosts on there so we don't forget.
So, he killed a guard that was in the fence, correct?
Yes.
So there's the dog still right below me?
And this dog is over here now. Boop, one dog.
So there's a dog here and a dog here.
Well, the last time you saw the dog at the wall, it was there. It was there. It's had a turn since then.
Okay. Is that dog distracted over there?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. You'll get another boost. Because,
We're gonna shoot at it. We're gonna shoot at it.
Okay, it's medium range. I have it all set up. I'm going to... Never mind. Go ahead. I'm going to say it's coming. 9, 10, 11, plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 advantage. So with 3 of those advantage, the dog is critical and dead.
Okay.
And then you'll have 3 advantage left to spin.
How much strain can I recover with that?
3. Each one can recover a point of strain.
I will need to do that because I am not doing great.
Sounds good.
So there's no sound as the shot comes out and then the dog just drops.
Yep.
I love it. Okay. Movement thingies. movement thingies. We're gonna try to get to the fence, like to the top of the fence and peek over.
Okay. Are you trying to get like onto the top of the fence?
I'd like to try to peer over the fence without getting on top of it.
It's going to be a hard coordination, and I'm going to upgrade it one. Because you're trying not to fall out of the tree.
Yay! I like coordination. Watcha!
A success and an advantage. Okay. Yeah, so you shimmy, like... It's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type shit, where this branch should be, like... snapping or bending or whatever, but you were like a feather on the end of this as you're like sliding towards the fence. And you notice that the dog that you were attacking has run down the fence line and is going towards the gate.
Okay. It's all the way down here.
Yes. Its last turn, it moved that direction and that's where it ended up. I just didn't want you to know that it had moved because behind the wall.
Well, of course. I'll look back at Zaz. Can Zaz see me?
Oh, yeah.
He can see me. I'll be like, The dog ran off. It's time to move.
A thumbs up from Zaz.
Bugbiz is in the backyard looking up at the tree that killed everything. The thumbs up.
Lots of thumbs ups over here.
So many thumbs. All right. Yeah. And this will only be a Zaz thing. Give me a perception check, Zaz.
Wow.
Okay. Oh. You hear whatever was over here before has. You hear a growling, a snarling, and then one last scream from Smoker, and then quiet. But you do. There's a little. There are some like nasty wet noises that sound bad. They feels bad, man. But you don't see anything yet.
Yeah.
You're going to say the dog is now running. It's now in the driveway, which means anyone can see it except for Pi now. It'd be really far. It'd be like extreme range for Zaz. And it might be extreme range for Kevin, depending on how you're firing and what you're doing. It's pretty far away.
Guess what Zaz's sniper rifle is?
I know.
Extreme!
Extreme! Extreme!
Check it out, Extreme Chatter!
This guard and this dog...
Extreme cashier
are running past Char-Char, and they're like, hey, you gotta get out of here, man. Things aren't safe. Get to the gate. The gate's open. Just get out of here. And they start running towards the fence to investigate.
What?
Well, Char-Char... Oh, wait, no, wait. Char-Char busted through the house, didn't he?
Yeah, he's in the house.
He didn't move them. Okay, yeah, never mind. They're gonna
I'm in the rear drawing right now.
You hear the guard like, "What the hell, dude?" And he's they're running over to the door first off, and they're like, "You don't want to be in there, man. You don't want to be in there."
That's what I'm saying about.
Deliver.
It's not worth it. Seriously.
What's the lever?
It's not worth it, man. You gotta get out of here. Alright, and then we have another NPC, which is this guard and this dog. They wouldn't have seen Kevin Costner fire. Zaz hasn't fired again yet. So they're gonna continue running till they are nearly under the tree.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. What? And we're not over to back to the PCs.
Well, they're running towards...
What's that?
Where we last knew where Smoker was at. They're running towards the chomping noises.
They might be.
You triggered the trap card.
From the top rope, Zaz.
Dude, I'd give you a fucking upgrade for that.
Would you say there's snow on the ground, or is it just straight grass? What is the layout of the ground itself on the other side of the fence?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. It is rather snowy. It's like, it's been flurrying for a while, so it's light snow. Nothing like drifts of snow.
Okay, so nothing that would actively like slow me down.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna jump the gun here. We're gonna Kevin's ready to take action. Here we go.
You're jumping into the grounds?
Oh yeah, we are going to jump over the fence and do a tuck and roll as we land.
It's going to be.
And I'm calling the tuck and roll so I can roll coordination and not athletics.
Okay. Yeah, because it's going to be hard with the setback because of the slick terrain.
Well, yeah.
Unless you have anything that removes bloody snow. If you have anything that removes setback for coordination or.
Oh God, no. Okay. Oh God, no! He's a slicer. Not supposed to do. All right, let's see here. All right, coordination. Bam! Ooh, I got an advantage at least.
An advantage, yeah. So you don't bust. You do fall, but you don't take any damage. So you're prone.
Okay.
But since you got an advantage, I'm not going to make you take damage. You're just prone.
Watcha! I have arrived.
Yes, you have. All right, we got another PC.
I never asked. Is that a solid? Is that a solid wall? Sorry, John.
Yeah, it's like a brick wall.
Okay, just making sure. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
Can I move from my foliage cover without being seen by this dog and guard?
I can have you make a check. I won't make it be your action. I'll just let you do it as a but it's not going to be okay. Like it'll be hard. No setback. No. I'll give you a boost.
Do I have because a you setback have... to detection with my ghillie?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a boost. What are you attempting to do?
Not be seen while trying to follow Kevin.
So you're going over the wall? So let's first roll the stealth.
I gave him
the
stealth. Thumbs up and I was following him.
All right. Okay. First roll stealth, and then we'll do an action to get inside.
Oh, no.
What's that?
A threat. The guard and the dog. The dog snaps to look at you. The guard, you know, noticing the wolf looking at you, he turns, he sees you, and he's like, "Hey!" And then you hear the rustling behind you take notice of the commotion and start, it's whatever it is, it's active again. And if you wanted to jump in there, how are you jumping in? Are we doing athletics check? Are you going to do some tuck and roll maneuver like Kevin Costner?
There's no tuck and roll with the doc. He's probably going to belly flop his way over.
Okay. It's 3 and a setback.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I don't believe in myself.
Hey, can I give him a boost by yelling, "I believe in you"?
Are you going to yell?
Kevin's going to be like, "You got it, Zaz."
All right.
I'm still holding my thumb up, too.
Yeah.
Two boosts.
And an upgrade from the light side point.
I'll give you one boost.
That's fine.
Ready?
One person said they yelled. The other person is just thumbsing up.
Hey, a ragbazi thumbs up is worth 5 boosts, right?
If you see it, a lot's going on around Zaz right now. See what happens. 2 threat. So you make it over the fence. I'll say you kind of land on top of Kevin Costner. I'm not going to make you pay any strain. I'm actually just going to bank this.
He's got to bank every just threat he can.
Prepping for some massive threat wall coming.
But he's got to stop us somehow.
All right. You hear the guard yelling. You hear like some nasty howl from the other side. It doesn't sound like the dogs, the wolves. It's definitely something different, but it sounds big. Now it's a PC turn. We got Ragbazi and Char-Char.
Char-Char knows who we were supposed to be delivering to, right?
Kid? I would imagine that the whole mission is to get...
Wait.
To get this kid for Kevin.
Sorry, got to get back in the right mind space here. Char-Char drops the hot dogs and can I do a perception check real quick?
I mean, you have a guard and a dog right at the door. Also.
No, that's fine. I want to know if he sees any pictures in the house.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, man, there's pictures.
Is
there's
it
like
pictures
oil,
of the kid?
Oil paintings. There's one of like the family. And the kid is in it?
I imagine Char-Char would see the picture of the kid and goes, it's like, no. And, like, immediately reverts back to, gives up all pretense and, like, wait, does he still have that alcohol on him?
I don't know. This is just an open floor plan, but you do see there are, we'll say on this little wall over here, there is an oil painting. See the kid and all the jazz.
Yeah, like at the bottom of the stairs going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Char-Char sees the picture of that shitty kid again.
Shitty kid.
And immediately like gives up on his fast. And pulls out the slippery bottle of liqueur. Mm-hmm. That he has in one of his pockets and immediately just starts drinking from it.
That's right, the slippery liquor from the mayonnaise incident. That's right. That's fine. Yeah, Char-Char. I need to make a note. A couple notes, actually.
And then Char-Char will throw the bottle on the ground and go, nope, 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 not again. and immediately like go to start throwing furniture out onto the front lawn.
Okay, you see all the blue lines, Adam?
Sure.
Those are all windows. The living room is on the left over here.
Hang on. Is there like I'm just picturing like there's like these like coffee tables, like tiny coffee tables near the front door on each side where there's like flowers or something, or like, you know, decoration. Can that be there?
Hold on, let me make this. I'm gonna make
doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be both, could just be one. The effect's still the same.
You want it to what now? Like where at? Do you want the coffee tables? Do you want them where?
Like right at the entrance. They're not really coffee tables. They're
so
just like,
you mean to the main entrance?
Yeah, like sitting in front of the windows. Like
okay, I see what you're saying. Like right here and right here.
This is a lot of effort for what I'm about to ask. I want Char-Char to throw that through the front window. Can I do that? Last part of my turn?
Give me a second. I'm setting up some furniture.
You should have known.
I know. All right. You want to throw it through the window?
Yeah.
Dude, he's going to... Goddamn furniture again.
I can't wait. Because he's going to throw stuff out, and Kevin might be looking to throw some stuff back in.
Oh, that's great.
Because I forgot something very important. That I have one force power, and that one force power is just dummy good.
It's not the one you use to break that kid's arm, is it?
It is. Where I flung like the medicine ball at him while he was out on the ground and not like broke his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna be throwing some stuff. It's technically move, but I can throw.
You know what's really funny is, okay, so technically Speed was finished filming on December 23rd. It was filmed during, like, Christmas time. I had a plan for us to get to meet Dennis Hopper again, all deformed, next Life Day.
Sorry about that.
And do a Speed event.
But he's gone.
He's dead now.
Well, as far as we know, we don't know that he's dead. We heard noises, and then no noises.
Oh, that was... Well, yeah, that's true, I suppose.
All right, Char-Char.
Yeah.
Throw some stuff out the front window.
I upgraded the check. It's going to be a setback of 2 reds.
What am I rolling?
Athletics? Yeah.
Yes.
2 success and an advantage. Yeah, you chuck the... you chuck... Which one are you chucking?
As... Char-Char looks towards the front door. It'll be the one on his right.
Okay, I need to put this on the other map. I'll be right back. Are you going to do anything maneuver-wise, or is that just what you wanted to do?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, so on the main map, anyone who was paying attention, like, I don't know, the guard, they would have heard the glass shattered after Char-Char disappears inside. Now there's a coffee table outside on the ground. Now it's Doc Saz's turn. Or Ragbazi. Doc Ragbazi.
Is this a 2-story building?
It is.
Are there any windows on the second floor where I'm at? This side of the house?
Check. Yeah, there are 2. There's one right above this blue line. And there's another one. There's like a... Where you are is the gap. You're between 2 windows of the same size.
Okay. I want to score up with this window, back up a couple feet, and I'm shooting my grappling hook through it.
Okay. all right. The range is, I'd say medium, but I'm gonna upgrade it once. But it's also got a red on it already. Just so we're perfectly clear. Almost every check inside the house or to get in the house will have a red already due to this kid's paranoia. But yeah, go ahead and fire your gun. Grappling gun. Batman. Advantage. So you manage to shatter the window, but it bounces off the window and comes back down to the ground. So the window's open, but you're going to have to... You fire again to get up in there. as another action next turn. Is there anything you'd like to do otherwise?
I would like to try to blow my whistle to get Kevin and Zaz's attention.
Are you wearing it around your neck? I'm assuming it's got like a little like chain around it.
You wearing it's like a little lanyard, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then you don't ever need to use a maneuver to draw it, then. You can just blow the whistle.
Guys, I'm whispering as I'm blowing the loudest fuck whistle.
It's so loud. Okay. NPC. From the other side of the wall, the three of you that are still outside, you hear a blaster shot.
Hear a blaster shot from where?
The other side of the wall, over where this guard and the dog that were outside still. Okay. You hear it come from that direction. And you hear something make a wounded noise, and then an angry noise. And then the dog... You also hear the dog, wolf, tooth and claw. No shit.
Dog triumphs.
Yeah, it did. It also got three wounds, three threats. So it, as you hear the dog growl, and the whatever creature it's attacking makes another pained noise. And then the dog makes a pained noise, and you hear the dog kind of, like, get thrown back against the wall. But something is happening to the creature that no one's aware of because they can't see. You hear the angry noise again. Oh, I forgot the dog. Those wolves had a venomous stinger. God, I told you I didn't scroll down far. You hear the dog make a very pained scream, and the guard is like, "Get off, Fluffers! Fluffers, come on, man!" The one dog doesn't realize that... Actually, let me roll. Nope, this dog is continuing for the front gate, and it is now the PC's turn. We have some violence happening in the woods outside of the wall. We have someone breaking windows with grappling guns, someone breaking windows with tables... A total of, I think, three dogs and two guards left outside this building. And only one person has made it inside.
That's all right.
After break, we will see how everyone else decides they're going to get inside.
Yeah, you.
And it is here we will end this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim Life Day 2023. If you enjoy the show, please give us a like, rating, and review as it helps us reach more people. And check us out. At our link tree, linktr.ee/Tales of the Outer Rim, or you can just check out our website, talesoftheouterrim.com. We want to thank you for listening, and thank Steph Makepeace for the music, and we hope you had a great life day, and hope you will have many more to come, and may the Force be with you. Electronic engineering.